The energy market operator has warned that South Australia and Victoria are at risk of blackouts during extreme conditions this summer. In a new report into future energy supplies, AEMO says the nation's energy system is still fragile, despite new measures being introduced and fresh generation that will gradually come online. It's also updated its gas forecasts, saying it now expects lower exports and more production than previously predicted. Caroline Winter reports.
The Australian Energy Market Operator has released its first energy supply outlook combining gas and electricity supplies. It says there's a low risk of power outages during summer, but warns the system is vulnerable to extreme conditions, especially if wind or solar generation drops during high demand, if other generation stops unexpectedly, or energy supply is constrained between states.
So what the report is showing is that during these periods, we will and want to have additional reserves back in the system so that if a generator fails, we can turn to another resource.
AEMO Chief Executive Audrey Zibelman says there will be challenges but is confident blackouts can be avoided. She says all industry players must pull in the same direction for the still fragile energy system to keep running.
So what it really shows is that as we move forward, as the Finkel report identified, the need for system planning, the need for close coordination, the need for good communication, and really the need to change the market rules to make sure they're fit for purpose for the future is just critical.
The threat of blackout is most acute in South Australia. The report highlighted the need for planned safeguards for the state to be in place by summer. That means ensuring the Pelican Point Power Station is returned to full service and that new battery storage and diesel generation is online. South Australian Energy Minister Tom Koutsantonis says the report supports his government's $500 million energy plan.
I think it vindicates the government's position. There are two graphs in there. One clearly shows without the government's initiatives we'd be short this summer. With the government's energy plan, we're going to make it through summer.
But AEMO has softened its concerns on gas. Previously predicting dire forecasts of looming gas shortages, this report now says while supply remains tight, production is just sufficient to meet projected demand as long as coal-powered generation is adequate. Malcolm Roberts is CEO of the Australian Petroleum Production and Exploration Association. He says it confirms there's no need for any restrictions on Queensland's LNG exports.
It demonstrates that the market is in balance, that there is not a shortage of gas. In fact, it's showing that the industry is responding to the tight market. We're bringing new supply into the market. The LNG projects, which some people have tried to make the villain of the piece, are not using as much gas as was predicted. So the suggestion that governments should intervene in the market, force companies to tear up export contracts, is just not necessary.
Grattan Institute energy analyst Tony Wood believes the national electricity system is in a better place heading into this summer and believes it's highly probable the system will be resilient.
AEMO is going to be on the job and looking, I suspect, far more closely and far more conservatively at the system this year and this year after than they did last summer. I think they'll be far more careful about ensuring that if we do see extreme circumstances arising, that they respond in a way which is more protective. And obviously, the consequence of that is the potential for higher costs.
But that consequence is already being felt. Energy Australia has become the second big energy retailer to increase prices, blaming the closure of coal-fired power stations and an increase in gas demand. Prices will rise close to 20% for electricity and 13% for gas in New South Wales, South Australia and Queensland from July. It comes a week after AGL announced rises of up to $600 a year in some states, with Origin Energy expected to follow suit in the coming days.
Caroline Winter reporting.